We are joined by ex-Marine, I believe. Or I know you're a Marine for life, so I shouldn't say that. Marine Howard Clark, and his book is You Can Kill Al-Qaeda in Three Easy Steps. I love basic primers like this. Howard, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dennis, thanks so much. It's really an honor to be on. I'm a lifelong fan. And one thing I just want to start with is thank you so much for your unconditional support for the troops. It's meant so much for me as a Marine and for my Marines I worked with back in the day. And you'll never know how much it's meant. So
well, Howard, listen, I'm honored and I'm flattered you would say that, but I am not a heroic man. And so when I see heroes, I admire them. And the Marines are heroes to me. So thank you, sir, for what you do. Tell me about the book. Only 67 pages, but I've always felt if you want to kill Al-Qaeda, you know, you probably need 2 pages. What did you do for the 67? Was it annotation or what?
Absolutely. No, that's good. Well, I've seen this conflict from many angles, Dennis. As a Marine, as you said, on the ground in Iraq.
Mm-hmm. You did two tours, right?
I've also worked in the White House, where I was in 9/11 itself.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked as a senior intelligence officer at Homeland Security, and I've been a student of Islam and the language of Arabic, both Yale and in Cairo. And the last decade has taught me that governments alone will not defeat Al-Qaeda, but people will. So my book is a populist, peaceful, and most importantly, Dennis, it's a permanent solution to defeat Al-Qaeda. Now, look, you and I both know the best way to defeat an individual terrorist sometimes is with a bullet to the head. I think you can agree with me on that. But I'm interested in eradicating the root of the threat.
All right, good.
Specifically, my goal is to drive a wedge between Al-Qaeda and any Muslim community in the world that might provide them with any type of support. Basically, to isolate Al-Qaeda so that they wither and die.
Now, do you hear that? Let me jump in for a second. We're talking to Howard Clark, the author of You Can Kill. When you are going slower in your speech pattern, you refer to it as Al-Qaeda. And when it's in the flow of a longer sentence, you call it Al-Qaeda. Which actually is it? Who should I whenever I go to think we should kill these guys, I don't know how to pronounce their name.
I think if you're going to kill them, you can pronounce them any way you want. Al-Qaeda
just pronounce them officially dead.
Al-Qaeda is the proper way, but okay. Al-Qaeda is the popular way.
All right. So go ahead. Now, the three ways, go back to your thread there, sorry.
Yes, sir. Well, I was just going to say that, looking at this book, taking a step back, this really is the first time that I know of in American history that there's been a book written like this. What I'm giving is a guidebook. This is over a decade of research boiled down, as you specified, into a clear and concise 67 pages
mm-hmm.
where I show how any citizen from any background can take part in defeating America's most violent enemy.
All right. Well, let's get to these three steps. I'm excited now. I'm salivating. What do we got?
Sure. Normally, I don't give away the three steps.
Oh, okay. I don't want you to do it then. If that screws the pooch on the book.
I will. I'm a lifelong fan. Ever since you and Al Franken were on Saturday Night Live together.
Beautiful.
The first step is how you can identify credible anti-Al-Qaeda messages that have the potential to resonate in Muslim communities throughout the world.
Mm-hmm. Got one for instance? Got a for instance? Like what would they buy? What would they not think was tripe from the West?
I'll give you a really good recent example. Recently, I think at the end of July, out of Pakistan, they reportedly found some adolescent or would-be suicide bombers, kids that were brainwashed to be used as suicide bombers against U.S. troops and against civilians, against other Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
This type of story is, you know, you'll read it on CNN maybe. Maybe it'll be on page 5 of the New York Times. Certainly it'll be in the local press, but it doesn't make the international media. There's no marketing behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And a story like this, I think, can turn off future recruits to Al-Qaeda, and it can also turn apathetic Muslim communities actively against Al-Qaeda.
So you're saying the sympathetic Muslim communities are as put off by the use of children because, we oftentimes hear stories of parents sending their own children out. So how much of the Muslim community can we bank on to be, to be borderline retching when they hear that they're going to use kids?
That's a really good question. There are many different types of messages that need to be brought out. And some messages may resonate in some areas. Other messages will resonate in other areas. If I can boil the book down into three types of messages that I show readers how to identify, the first,
mm-hmm.
as I said, is messages that tell the stories of the innocent victims, the true, what I consider the true martyrs of terrorist attacks. Secondly is messages that describe, or I should say define, Al-Qaeda violence as unholy. So you're looking at it from a religious standpoint. Mm-hmm. So you want to change people from to understand the true unholy nature of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, they're not even Muslims. They are some sort of aberration. Finally, the final type of message that I show people how to identify are messages that describe the tactical limitations of Al-Qaeda, that they are destined to fail, that no matter how many generations they want to fight us, they will never defeat the United States. So fewer people are likely to support or to join basically a failed mission.
Could Al-Qaeda dog paddle, though, and stay afloat to the point where the United States does itself in? Because, quite frankly, mm-hmm. if you're not going to fight, if you're not going to let these guys know that they're going to get flattened if they continue to go against us, if you simply start trying to befriend them, I believe there was an embassy door left open somewhere along the line in Baghdad mm-hmm. because everybody wanted to be friends at the UN, and then they blew it up. If we go that route, they might be the lucky recipient of our largesse, right?
Absolutely. And there's two definitely different things here. First of all, our government is great at stopping terrorist attacks. Okay, and the brave women and men of the U.S. law enforcement and U.S. military do this job successfully every single day. So without a doubt, I mean, the full-blown terrorists aren't going to be de-radicalized, in my view, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not speaking for the government in any way. I'm talking as an independent citizen. But what I want to go after is those apathetic communities or the young people that right. may have a future disposition to join Al-Qaeda.
Right.
I want to put a counter messages out there so that Al-Qaeda stops monopolizing, especially on the internet, the jihadist messages.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Howard, I think it's a noble aspiration on your part, and I also think it's noble when our Marines follow their more primal admonition to kill bad guys and break stuff. And I think both of those, this is the next evolution in your life. I love you pitching at the root causes here. But I do think there's some bad guys out there who I don't care if Barack Obama wants to talk to them. I think by and large the American people do. They want them ended. And I appreciate brave men like you and brave women who are able to go out and do that. So thank you, Howard Clark. He is the author of How You Can Kill Al-Qaeda in 3 Easy Steps. That's How You Can Kill Al-Qaeda in 3 Easy Steps.